భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసాం తతో జాయం ఉదీరహే నష్ట ప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. విల్ టేక్ వన్ మోర్ వెరీ స్పెషల్ మర్సీ ఫ్రమ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ శిష్టాష్టకం విల్ టేక్ 3 వర్సెస్. సో మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యు ఆర్ నోయింగ్ ఇట్. We can sing together. One who is not knowing, please hear it very carefully. It is purifying. Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamadavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam విద్యావదు జీవనం ఆనందాంబుదివర్ధనం ప్రతిపదం పూర్ణామృత స్వాదనం సర్వాత్మస్థాపనం పరమ విజయతే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తన. నామకారి బహుదా నిజ సర్వశక్తి తత్రాపి తా నియమిత స్మరణేన కాలా ఇతాదశీ తవ కృపా భగవాన్ మమాపి దుర్దైవం విదృశమిహ జానినానురాగ త్రినాదపి సునిశ్చేన తరోరపి సహిష్ణునా అమానీన మానదేన కీర్తనియా సదా హరి. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ 3 వర్సెస్ ఆర్ ఎనఫ్ ఫర్ అస్ బై ది మర్సీ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు and Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Now, I'll take the translation, so please repeat after me. First one, glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtana movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large. Because it spreads the rays of benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. And it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Second one. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names. Like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Third one. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all senses of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Om jnanam timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First of all, I welcome all of you for today's Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's Sunday feast program. Hare Krishna. I also give the gratitude for our temple management committee to allowing me to do some service for my purification. Hare Krishna. So, I request all of you to kindly give me mercy and blessing so that we both can hear and chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So now, we have gone on more kirtan. I think we are all tired. So, the first kirtan, we have taken it from the Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gunaino Manusha Janam Paya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janiya Suniya Visha Kaino. This is so sweet thing. Here, actually, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, he's calling Hari, and I have got this rare human birth, but what I did? I have not served Radha and Krishna. Knowingly, I have drunk poison. Now, what we can understand in this? When we got rare human birth, our job is to serve Radha and Krishna. Worship Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, we are drinking poison. No, it is suicide. This is one of the main important thing we heard it. So, when I started my Krishna consciousness, this was very effective. And many demigod worshippers and all. So, for them it is quite effective. Taking Radha Krishna, this is perfection. And if you don't take Radha Krishna's worship, you are drinking poison. Now, second thing, how to worship Radha Krishna? Golokera prema dana hari nama sankirtana. We have this. It has come from Goloka. See here. From Golok Vrindavan comes the chant of Hare Krishna. So whenever we are chanting this, it is not come from some United States or Mumbai. It has come from Golok Vrindavan. So we should remember this. Because with the full group, when we chant this, ultimately Krishna is revealing this. So, he says, I am so unlucky, I don't have this taste. And what happens with this? We get love of Krishna. We get the transcendental bliss. Why? Because it's a blazing fire. This material world is a blazing fire. Always in anxiety. My heart is burning. Who says? Narottam Das Thakur. and I have no dear desire to escape. Though my mind and body is burning, I still want to enjoy the Holocaust, which is that the material world. Third, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi Mata, and formerly was son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna himself, and then Nityanand Mahaprabhu, he is Balaram. These people have bought this chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Why they brought it? Just extricate all kinds of fallen souls, sinful entities, from blaze of this dark age of iron. Even two drunkards, Jaga and Mada, you all know about it. They have been liberated, delivered by this Mahamantra, by this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Mahaprabhu, by this Mahamantra. The last, now what Narottam Das says, O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, now you are before me with Radha Rani, daughter of King Vrishabhanu. O Lord, please cast your glance of mercy upon me. This is the prayer. Narottam Das now plead to you, Lord, now I surrender to you. Now I decided to surrender because I understood the fault. Now I become to surrender. I wanted to surrender to you. Please don't kick Narottam Das away. He has no shelter. But your lotus feet itself is a shelter. Glance mercifully, O Lord, glance mercifully on Narottam Das Thakur, who is pleading this to your lotus feet. So this is the first part of that. We can learn three things on this. First is that we got the rare human form of life, and there our only job is to take shelter of Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, we are drinking poison. Number two, to get that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they gave this Golokera Premadan Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They have liberated worst people life, Jaga and Madai. They have delivered. Now, finally, we are praying that, O Lord, now I am surrendering to you. So, you don't refuse it. Don't kick me. And please, please, glance mercifully, O Lord. Glance mercifully. This is the pleading of Narottam Das Thakur. This is the first part of it. Now we are going for the other wonderful Shistastakam. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Lord Krishna asked in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Swami Masucha. Abandon all the varieties of religion. I will deliver you from all the sinful activities. Don't fear. You surrender. You surrender to me. Now, there was a problem. How to surrender? There were many process for surrendering. How first? So same Lord Radha Krishna, 500 years before, Lord, he comes mercifully as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach this, how to surrender and how to do devotional service and how to love God. So, Rupa Goswami mentions here, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tushenama. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come and he has given us Krishna, plus he has given us Krishna Prema. So munificent, so merciful. So, Krishna asked to surrender and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and showed how to surrender. And this is the way. If anybody, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, anybody can take surrendering position. Now, here actually, the first translation, we are all glory of the Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Especially for the age of Kali, people are doing many, many types of yajnas. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown us, Sankirtana Yajna is the Yuga Dharma. Getting all together and chanting the holy name, it is a Yuga Dharma. It is the glory. And what happens with this? It cleanses the heart. It cleanses the heart. And what is the next thing? What is there in the heart? What it is cleaning? You all know about it. What is there in the heart? Yes? Forgotten? Yes. Six. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsara. Right? And it cleanses the many desires. And it cleanses all anarthas. So many things are there. And next benediction here, you'll be delivered from the repeated birth and death. So many lifetimes we are coming to this, again and again taking the birth. This is the second benediction we are getting it. The prime benediction, because in human form of life, we have to achieve this. Next, it has got a transcendental knowledge, divya knowledge. And with this transcendental knowledge, we get the transcendental bliss. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And finally what it is said? We get the taste of nectar. Amrita. We are in place of birth and death. Once we have Amrita, no Mrita, no death. Nectar. That we can taste with. And for that, we are always anxious. These are the points in the first verse of Cheto Darpana. Darpana, the mirror is cleansed. There's a Darpana. So much dust is there from many, many lifetimes. We'll go to little detail little later. So, second one is said, O Lord, your name is, name can render all benediction. What is that? You know what happens when we chant the holy name? You all know about it. Krishna, Radha Krishna, they appear. And tongue we are chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We say just they appear. No. Here they said, with all the energies, all the transcendental energies Krishna appears. That energy totally purifies us. And it is so simple, there is no any hard and fast rule for chanting this name. Right? So we are chanting it seriously. So, the next thing is, it increases the transcendental bliss. All the time ananda, nothing else. And it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Perfect. But here, what happens? This transcendent energy which is there, when it comes over there, by your kindness that I'm unfortunate, I don't have a taste. It has got all the qualities, all the benediction. I don't have the taste. Then, we are all coming on the same category, I think. 16 round means, we feel it is 16,000 rounds, right? So, then the next remedy is given here. You know what is the remedy? One should chant the holy name in a humble state of mind. Think he wasn't lower than the straw in the street. You know the parameter of humbleness, how much it is needed? The straw in the street, you have to be more, you have to be humbler than the blade of grass. Grass, you know, the dry grass, you all know it. So it is on the floor, ground only. And you have to go below that. Humbler than the blade of grass. Not humbler as the blade of grass. You have to go still more deeper. Number one. Number two, you have to be tolerant more than the tree. The tolerance, the tree is an example. You heard all this, no? That's why I feel you are all bored with this. Not in the blissful face. We heard all this. What is this person? The Ajahn started saying, you don't think like that. You can see, yeah, we heard it. Give us something new. So new will come. So second thing is that the tolerant power. You should tolerate this more than tree. This is tolerating all heat, cold. Even a person comes to cut the tree, it tolerates. Right? So, number third is that the devoid of all sense of false prestige. This is very difficult. We have many prestige issues. I am so and so, I am so and so. I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a businessman, I am a moneyed man. I am a great devotee, I'm a temple president, big counselor, GBC. Prestige, it's a prestige issue. What you have to do? Devoid of all false prestige. You have to remove this. Then, should be ready to offer all respect to others. Even this is very difficult, no? Some respect they should give to me, no? How can I give all the respect to others? You have to give all respect to others. And never expect any respect from others. What this gives a signal? You have to be a servant. Servant of the servant of the servant. Now, if these all criteria is fulfilled, then what happens? You can constantly chant the holy name. Spontaneously you can chant the holy name. With real tasteful. Okay, where is the defect? You understood? Why we don't have taste? Because we are not that humble. We are humble. Once we come to Krishna consciousness, very humble. Prabhuji, I am your servant. I am your servant of the servant. We do all those things. But really we have not come to that. If we have really come to that, then we can say, this thing should not get that. You have to be humbler than the blade of grass. How much level? You have to be lower than that. Even grass is on the ground. You have to go below the ground. It's too much. Right? Second is tolerance power. Something happened immediately. Yeah, tolerate all this. But little goes up, we come to our original color. I'll show you. Don't know who am I. The transcendental things comes totally out of the way. Then finally, false prestige. It won't go. That's why here it is given, these are the dust. It's not an ordinary dust. It's very subtle. Many lifetimes dust has come. These are the dust. We said, oh, that dust, wipe it fast. No. This dust, it has come from many, many lifetimes. These dust have to be removed. So for that sake, these are the things you have to do. False prestige. Then, ready to offer all respect to others. That's why he says, Trinadapi Sunishchena. You have to be very humble, means you have to be a servant. Servant of the servant of the servant. I remember His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj used to say, you have to be servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, 100 times servant. Das, 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 anudas. Even, you can't even say das, das, anudas. You have to be anudas. Even your branch of that servants, even lower than the servants. Then you can have this. But we have to check up where we are at the present moment. So, these three aspects we have undergone. Now we'll go what Prabhupada said. Okay? Narottam Das Thakur said that. And what Prabhupada said. See, Prabhupada is always, you know, revolutionary. Whenever you are reading, Prabhupada's thing is very revolutionary and very fixed up. You know what Prabhupada said? I'll give you the real knowledge. What is the real knowledge? You have to take the shelter of Vasudeva Krishna. You have to take the shelter of Vasudeva Krishna. He is origin. And He is everything. He is cause of all causes. After many lifetimes, we take Krishna consciousness. Because it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many, many lifetimes, we have come for Krishna consciousness. It is not so easy. Some other, whoever we are here, we are very fortunate. Because we were on that list, you know. And people are performing devotion. But Vasudeva, Krishna's shelter, one who takes such Mahatma is very rare. He is Mahatma. One who takes Krishna's shelter, he is Mahatma. Not that rubber stamp of Mahatma. If he is not taking Krishna's shelter, he is Duratma. If anything else than Krishna's shelter, he is Duratma. And even Srimad Bhagavatam is very serious. Janmadi ashyayataha. Everything emanates from me. Huh? Satyam param dimahi. It is the truth. You have to find out this. So Prabhupada thinks also matching. What is that? Narottam Das Thakur said, taking shelter of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he says, you know that? Jivare swarupa Krishna nitya das. It is the constitutional position of the jiva to take the shelter of Krishna. As his servant, eternal servant. Nitya Das. Eternal servant. This is a constitutional position. This question is asked by Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Tabira Kasim and Sakara Malik. So what is the goal of life? We do not know. People are calling us Panditas. But we reject that qualification. We don't know who we are. We don't know what the job we have to do. And what is the goal of life? And both the brothers, with very humble state, they give the dandavat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifts them. Don't show those so much humility. I can't tolerate this. He hugged them very lovingly. Then he says, Jivare Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. Here again it has come. The constitutional position of the soul to shake the shelter of Krishna's holy name. So, now you understand this, what Prabhupada is. Come to understand One who understands this, that is a perfect knowledge, perfect life. Path of perfection, Prabhupada has given so many literature on path of perfection, all these things. Now, we are learning Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything. You know why we are learning? It is said, Vedeshu Sarver Aham Eva Vedam. Just to learning this Bhagavad Gita, all Vedas, just to know Krishna. To understand about Krishna, Parichaya. Who is Krishna? For knowing that, to understand Krishna, these Vedas are there. Once you understood Krishna, life is over. Perfect. There's nothing more you have to learn. Dhanya ho gaya. Kritarth ho gaya. You have come to the right point. Prabhupada says two things are, immediately you'll get it. What is the two things? Once you come to Krishna conscious, you get the two things, Prabhupada says. Immediately, what is that? You can say. One is jnana. What is jnana? How to do devotional service. How to love God. That is jnana. What is jnana? Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. This is a first class jnana. Krishna, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. Number two, vairagya, material desire. You quits it. Slowly it goes off. Vairagya. That's why, in Bhagavad Gita it said, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. One who loves me, one who does devotional service for me, he will understand me. Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Prabhupada gives one very special note. You know, even his disciples were there. Without bhakti, no admission to kingdom of God. Admission cancelled. No admission to kingdom of God. No Vaikuntha. Without Krishna bhakti, no Vaikuntha. He is providing mukti. Mukti data, mukunda. So Prabhupada said, no admission. Immediately some of his disciples, Brahmananda and others, they said, Prabhupada, let us sacrifice our life to Krishna, this life. Let us sacrifice. Prabhupada was saying, there is no admission. So let us take that. You have to sacrifice your life for Krishna's service. Immediately. So Prabhupada said, yes, this is Tattva Jijnyasa. What is that Jijnyasa? Inquisitive to inquire what is the value of life. Now, we'll come to the point, you know, Prabhupada was saying, we speak this year, we have taken Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan, plus Shastastakam, and now we are taking Prabhupada's this decision. You know what Prabhupada says? Unless this anarthas is not removed, we will be offering all our entire human life for enjoying the senses. Prabhupada was one day in the walking, morning walk, and he could see some people over there, it's very palatial bungalows, nice system, and some are nicely playing, enjoying the life. And Prabhupada said, these people thinks, this eating, sleeping, mating, defending, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitun, they think that will save them. No, that is not going to save them. That all are knowing it. And what Prabhupada said, you know, now I can see a person is in nice bungalow, He's thinking, yes, my life is perfect, I am happy. Nice bungalow. Second thing he want, he wanted good income to enjoy. He's busy with that. If you ask them to come to Sunday program, no, I don't have time. We have to. No, this is for the people who don't have work and all. Good income. Prabhupada says, first thing he wanted a nice bungalow. Second thing is wanted a good income. Third thing, he wanted a good wife. Yeah, most of them are not married. Huh? He wanted it. Some other planning may be there. Good wife, Prabhupada says. Then good children. And Prabhupada wants. You know, but any moment you can be kicked out. Any moment you can be kicked out. This is not the permanent thing. You know why he said? It's a nature's law. Very bold. It's nature's law. What is that nature's law? You have to accept another body. Let me remain like this only. Na? I am not going for anybody's problem. I am so dharmic, very nice person. Let me. You can't do that. You have come for a different purpose. It's not a comfortable position. Otherwise, who will come? Lakhs and lakhs of people, especially Westerners have come. Prabhupada said, you are in Dharamshala, you have to leave this place. It was shocking. Yeah, it's nature's law. Very intelligent, immediately came. So Prabhupada said, well, who is the intelligent? Prabhupada said, this life is meant for Tattva Jijnyasa. To know the real life, how to live, human being. Tattva Jijnyasa. You have to know the principle. You should have a Jijnyasa. Inquisitive. And once you understand that, even a moment you will never ever lose it. You won't even waste a single moment if you wanted to protect yourself properly. Not even a moment you always. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Prabhupada said, in ignorance, whatever the action we do, is simply, there is a defeat. No victory at all. Ignorance. You did something. It is defeat. Now we have to see where we are standing. And when we have gone through that Shishtashtakam, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, you have understood. That Darpan, that mirror had a dust. It's not that type of dust, as I already told you. It's that Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madamasya. Plus, many desires. Many desires. And one more desire is to enjoy separately from Krishna. I should do all those things. This is the desire. No, what to become a very, you know, under Krishna, nothing. That is the dust actually. Prabhupada says, by chanting, the all dust will be removed. All anartha will be removed. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Prabhupada says, this is a state of awakening from evil dream. Up to now we were in evil dream. To remove that evil dream, this Mahamantra is needed. What is bhakti? Bhakti is love of God. And you know, love of God, even it's the goal of life, to have love of God. That's true. Now, holy name which is there, this is the way to also attain Krishna. It's the goal as well as path. way also. Now, I'll give you one small story which is narrated by His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj. The story is that one day one beggar comes to a king because that beggar has never seen gold. Right? It's the old time, you know. He has never seen a gold, so he comes to a king. I wanted to see a gold. I have not seen gold. So can you please kindly show me the gold? So king was very kind. He said, do one thing. You just climb up on the staircase and go up, go to the last room and open the door, then go inside. There one treasure is there. If you open that, you can see the gold there. There is a chamber. So person, what he does? He goes up, straight he goes to that doorway and opens the door, and there inside the chamber he could see the gold there. This is gold. Then what happened, you know? When he was coming back, because he understood what is the gold. So when he was coming back, he could understand what is the staircase he was climbing, that was gold, made out of gold. So now, similarly, whatever the chanting we do it, that is Krishna. But when the time comes, Krishna will reveal us after when we get all purified. When our mirror gets purified, when our heart gets purified, we will realize this. Holy name and Krishna, there is no difference. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatvam Nama Namani. This name is such a pure. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this. And there is no difference between name and... It's very pure. Namachintamani. You know that Chintamani? All of you know about it? You have seen it? You heard about it. Right? That also after coming to Krishna consciousness. I heard after coming to Krishna consciousness. Because that Chintamani was there with Sanatan Goswami. He got that. You know, by Chintamani people are making gold. Touching the iron, it becomes gold. That's a good, becoming rich, it is a good way. But what happens? It was with Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami, you know it, he was a minister earlier. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. He had a ship full of gold coin. So he was not anchoring to do anything. Because he left everything and became a Goswami. And taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So somebody gave him, it was there. That it was there in the dustbin, you know that. All the people know the story. Where it was? He kept it in the dustbin. So one day one Shiv Bhakta, he comes, he asks for that. He said, Sanatan Goswami, he says, Swamiji, I likes to have that Parashmani, touchstone. So he says, yes, you take it. And he was chanting. Who was chanting? Sanatan Goswami. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So what happens? Hare Hare. What happens? He said, go, see there, it is there. There in the dustbin. This person took it. Just saw it, yes, it is there. He took it. Took it away. Shall I take it? Yes, yes, take it. So he came home and started making so many golds. Putting an iron and all become gold. Very original piece. So he got shocked. Now it is a problem for me. I become very rich and now I am become quite miserable. Who can protect this gold and all, you know? It is very difficult. People come and they'll kill him. So that was the king. He immediately thought it was with the sadhu, Sanatan Goswami. He kept it, gave in his dustbin. I think he must be having more valuable thing. So immediately he comes there. Sanatan Goswami says, is it working? Parasman is working? Yes, 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 it is working. Then what is the problem now? So when you gave this stone on that day, you kept it in very menial place, lower, you know, in the dustbin. Because I thought then you must be having very precious jewel, more than this. Higher value, precious jewel must be there. Otherwise, how you will keep it in dustbin? You must be having, yes, yes, I am having it. Very special, special gold, special nectar I am having it. Can you please give that things to me? Of course, I will give it. But what you have to do? Throw this Chintamani to Yamuna. People said, it is thrown to Kusum Sarovar. You people can find out when you go to Vrindavan. He thrown it. Because he had the trust of the sadhu's words. So he thrown it, he came there. And immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced him. And he said, this is the eternal nectar you are getting it. To uplift your soul. It's an imperishable gold. So, take this nectar. That is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now you have come to, we have come to certain conclusion. What conclusion? Number one is, you have to take shelter of Supreme Lord Krishna. Right? Not to go any other place, huh? Still you wanted to go? No. Second thing, the method Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to take this Golokera Premadana, Harinam, holy name. That one we have to take it. Once we take that, immediately we get purified. We'll come to our original consciousness. Sat Chit Ananda. Full of knowledge and eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. That is our original position. Now, for getting that, we have to do this process. Chanting the holy name. Very simple. As soon as we chant the holy name, whatever the favorable condition is needed, we attain it. You have to do like this, you have to do like that. No. Because you will come to your original condition. Krishna conscious condition. That is our original condition. Because it has got contaminated. Prabhupada always used to give the reference. The rain water is so pure, and once it falls to the ground, that becomes muddy. Same way, when we have come to this material world, it has become muddy. Now, one more thing Prabhupada is saying, you know, I want to tell you, because recent days, it is most important. Prabhupada has said in 1974, I wanted to give you this, because it was given in the Thought of Day, May 25th one, and Rome he has given it. You know what he said? The calamity is going on in India now, you'll come to know why Prabhupada said earlier. He says, number one, don't be after these motor cars. Because when Prabhupada was saying India, they had only two models, I think. So, Ambassador and Padmini. It was in 1974, he said. He said, he was knowing people will go crazy after this. He said, don't go after these motor cars. Don't go for this television. Don't go for all this nonsense. This is the word of Prabhupada. Don't go for the nonsense things. And then said, no sporting. Today you can find out what the result will sporting. The sporting is breaking all our regulative principles. With the sporting you have to go to the jail. Prabhupada said that gambling is most dangerous. You mean initially. So, no sporting. No wine. No woman. Don't be after this. Because Prabhupada was knowing what is going to happen. He said, simply eat sufficiently prasad. Which is getting ready. It's already ready. Take care of your health. Prabhupada said, take care of your health. and chant Hare Krishna and realize Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. This is your philosophy. This is our philosophy. That's all. Okay? This is Prabhupada said what to do. No other activities. Now, the there's a question comes in how to do in grihastha ashram. It's very easy. Okay, you said Prabhupada he becomes a sannyasi or so many brahmacharis, they can do this. How can we do it in grihastha ashram always? Because we got lots of responsibility, you know. Prabhupada, he gave the answers for that. Please listen carefully. Even whatever you have not listened properly, it's okay. This you listen carefully. You know, please listen. The best process of making home pleasant. For whom? It is grihasthas. The best process for making home pleasant is Krishna consciousness. If one is full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy. Not half Krishna consciousness. Na ghar ka na ghat ka. If one is full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy. Now, because this process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. This process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. Please repeat only, otherwise you will forget. What you have to do? One need only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. We are tired chanting also, no? All the time. What you have to do? The one first thing, you don't need to chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Second, this you have to pack it and take it while going, you know. Accept the remnants of footsteps offered to Krishna. Accept the remnants of footsteps offered to Krishna. Okay? Second, you remember? That is prasad. Third, have some discussions on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is third. You know what is the fourth? Engage oneself in deity worship. Engage oneself in deity worship. Now, these four things, you all remember? This is given by Prabhupada. The purport is given in Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, the verse for 8 to 12. He has given that. And you know what happens after doing this? These four things will make one, what will make? Happy. We always say, I am not happy. This is the solution. This is the remedy he has given. These four things, what are those four things? First one, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Second, accept in the remnants of footsteps offered to Krishna, Krishna Prasad. Third, have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth, these four things will make us happy. This you have to carry. Once you train the members of family in this way, not alone, you have to train the family. The family members can sit down morning and evening and chant together హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే. ఇఫ్ వన్ క్యాన్ మోల్డ్ హిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్ ఫర్దర్ ప్రభుపాద, ఇఫ్ వన్ క్యాన్ మోల్డ్ హిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే టు డెవలప్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ దీస్ ఫోర్ ప్రిన్సిపుల్, దెన్ దర్ ఇస్ నో నీడ్ టు చేంజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్ టు రినౌన్స్ లైఫ్. హరి బోల్. Grasta can be uplifted. This is given by Prabhupada. There is no need to change from family life to renounce life. When? If you mold your family in this way. You understood this? Yeah. Next, another question comes. People will say, my God, this is for the family. You know, deity worship is very difficult. Here, wife is devotee, husband is not devotee. Sometimes husband is devotee, wife is not devotee. Husband and wife both are devotees, children are not devotees. When children are devotees, parents are not devotees. So for that, Prabhuji, what to do, you know, quite confusion. So Prabhupada has given for that also. It's from the science of self-realization. Prabhupada gave the remedy for that, you know. How can one realize God? With a simple method. Very simple method. We'll think it required a very gorgeous system of worshiping deity. How can I do it? I got rented house. That also not permanent house. What to do? It's just a small place. No. Prabhupada said, just keep a picture of Lord Chaitanya with his associates. Very simple method of worshiping. Please listen it carefully. Just keep a picture of Lord Chaitanya with his associates. Lord Chaitanya in the middle, accompanied by his principal associates, Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas. That Panchatattva picture. One simply has to keep this picture. One can keep it anywhere. Anywhere at home, anywhere he can keep. Anyone can have this picture in his home, chant Hare Krishna mantra and thus worship Lord Chaitanya. This is simple method. But who will capture this simple method? Prabhupada is asking question. Those who have good brains. Otherwise he will have a complaint only. No, I could not do. That person was bothering. He did not allow me to chant. Morning I had a quarrel. He's putting onion to this food. Good brain person who is having, he will never complain at all. Who will adopt this? Who will capture the simple method? Those who have got good brain. Prabhupada said, without much bother, if one simply keeps a picture of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at home and chants Hare Krishna, then one will realize God. Hari Bol. You realize now? Just worship, that's all. Everything has come. The process is so simple. One day Jananivas Prabhu was telling, Prabhupada in Mayapur used to say, this is so simple. Chanting is so simple, so simple. Prabhupada said, it is so simple, so simple, so simple, you miss it. Chanting, no? Yeah, I'll do it in the evening. It's so simple. One day Prabhupada was there, I was reading that, it was told by His Grace Jamuna Mataji. It was in Pune, she said. Prabhupada used to watch with his disciples japa session. One day, Prabhupada was just watching and this Jamuna Mataji was writing something. He said, she only said this, Jamuna, have you completed your japa? Prabhupada, yes, I have to write something. No, complete your japa first. You know, present you have to see. First thing, japa. Then you know what he said? You cannot do japa in battlefield. You have to do your japa first. Whenever you get time, do japa. Then she said, then after that I gave life and soul to my japa. And that great soul, he said, even up to my last breath, I have to take this word of Prabhupada, japa session. So, by our parampara, Prabhupada's mercy, even this great Yamuna Mataji, up to her last breath, she was chanting the holy name and left this world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Actually, for simple, it's very simple. It's most simple. But we make it very complicated. For simple, it's most simple. And we make it very complicated. Now, I'll speak about how the simple way, simple devotees, you know, I'll give one of the example of a simple devotee. You know, he's from Goa, one of the devotee, and young man, he was raised up from a very remote village at Goa, in Goa. You know, in spite of many hardship, this person was very brilliant in studies. And when he was in college, he met some Krishna conscious people. His Krishna consciousness started developing. And he highly qualified, educated person. And what happened was, then he got a very good position in pharmaceutical company, very young age, around 24, 25. In very young age, he got a good position in pharmaceutical company. And he got also married with a devotee girl in young age, about 7 years before. Even a devotee girl. So both were very good in devotional service. They were won the heart of the entire congregation at Goa. Very nicely serving attitude, good in sadhana, and they were the exemplary devotees. You know what happened? After a year of their marriage, it was diagnosed this person had got brain tumor. So immediately, they came to Bombay about 5.5-6 years before, and some of our Bombay devotee doctors, they helped them to get the surgery was essential. These doctors helped, and surgery took place about 5.5 years before in KM Hospital. You know that condition, they were bliss all the time. No repentance. Whatever Krishna is doing, it is perfect. Both of them, husband and wife. His husband, even though he had got a tumor, but always blissful. You know, never talking about anything, why this tumor is for me. Nothing. It's a mercy. Whatever Krishna is doing is perfect. Then he was very good in chanting the holy name. And he was preaching also. Very simple-hearted person. You know what happened after that? About 2 years before, he had some problem. Then they found that the tumor started growing again. And it was bad condition. So he was having the same Krishna conscious together, husband and wife. Then later, it's about two and a half years before. Then finally what happened is, the doctor said he may live for 1 month. It's finished. Then, always the science of Krishna is different than these doctors. Always it is like that. So, this person became all right again, started chanting. Whichever the hospital he goes, he tells the two things, you know, you have to chant this holy name and read Bhagavad Gita. He never speaks about it. What is the tumor and what is the pain and all. This was the thing. He made so many people made to chant the holy name. This is the way how Krishna is sending his people to preach. You know, this is the way. Then finally, about a year before, still he was very serious like. Doctor said, you can't go anywhere. But last November, there was an initiation program. So his name was there. For the last 9 to 10 years, his name was there. So doctor said, he can't go for that. But some other, it is a miracle. He came to Bombay. And by the mercy of our parampara, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj gave him Srinam. Srinam. That is a holy name. Srinam Das. So, he was deserved for it. And even doctors got surprised how this person can travel to Bombay in this condition. But he got it. He was very blissful, happy. He said, yes, I got whatever I wanted to get. So, they went back. And for the last couple of months, it was still serious. You know what Krishna did? He could have been taken this person 5.5 years before. Krishna prepared in such a way. You know what he said? I went over there. All memory is gone. No memory left out, anything. So when I went over there, only 2 memories Lord has kept it. You know what is 2 memory? Gratitude for the Vaishnavas, devotees. And chanting the holy name. Day and night. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Even his wife is serving. He says, these devotees are great. I am grateful to the devotees. Prabhuji, these devotees are helping me. Otherwise, I don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. These devotees are great. Always he used to say. Then I was just sitting. Can I tell you something, Prabhuji? I said, say. These devotees are great. Because of the mercy of devotees, I could chant the holy name. They are so great. They are so helpful. Nothing I have done for them. Prabhuji, these devotees are great. Then he used to chant day and night. Too seriously. And again he was telling, can I tell you something? I said, you can give a class. I said, no class. I don't remember anything. This is what I remember. These devotees are great. The gratitude for the devotees. And chanting the holy name. 2 things Krishna kept it. He don't know. Even his wife is serving. He don't know. Some devotees are doing it. He don't know I got tumor and all. He don't know that. That's all the connections have been removed. Only 2 things Krishna kept it to purify this. And one day he became very serious. He got unconscious about 1 month before. And people thought he finished. Few hours. Then, person came with IV pricking. He said, Krishna! But everything is shut off. Nothing is working. How he could say, Krishna? Doctors would get shocked. Krishna. All the time. That Krishna. So, you know what happened? He never forgot. Last, he before going to unconscious, he gave 1 signal to his wife, chant the holy name. That's all. No, people normally come and cry. He said, no, chant the holy name. That's all. Then he went on, like fainting, coma-like, unconscious. But this was there. Finally, it was on 23rd April. Yes. The night he was having uneasiness and early morning all the devotees were there chanting the holy name, reading Bhagavatam, same with front of all these people. 3 times he called Krishna's name, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The great soul left the body. Glorious, glorious, very simple hearted person. I tell you, this very simple-hearted, he is not anybody, a temple commander or some counselor or some great preacher. Very simple-hearted. There Krishna said, we can understand this. Whatever the process we have given, Krishna said, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Arjuna, go and declare, my devotee will never perish. This is the reason. People may say, it may be from earlier thing. No. This is the present thing. How Krishna is so merciful. Krishna protects. We are part and parcel of Krishna. This Jamuna Mataji was saying, when devotees have come, Prabhupada looks them in equal vision. Somebody is a qualified person. Somebody is non-qualified. Somebody is rich. Somebody is fool. Prabhupada used to see in equal vision, because we are all the children of God. We have come here to get purified, and we have to get out from here. We have to go back home, back to Godhead. This is not our place. We have to go back home, back to Godhead. That is our place. In Kannada, Purandaradas says, Allide nammane, illidu summane. Our house is there. This is futile. Dharamshala, you have to, any time you have to go. So place is there. So, now the time has come. The simple person, for simple, Krishna consciousness is very simple. For complicating person, is most complicated. So with this simple example, now I will give conclusory thing. It will take very little time. You have to carry so many things with you. And today we are going to give the benediction, benefit of Hare Krishna Mantra, his holy name. Now, I'll just give some of the points. Innumerable advantage, innumerable benefits, innumerable benediction. But I have just selected a few things. And you can carefully listen this. These are from Srila Prabhupada's quotation. From the purpose of Srila Prabhupada. The number one is that multiple benefits actually. One can satisfy all the demigods automatically. Number one, by chanting the holy name. They will be happy. Once we take Krishna's name, they are all happy, not to worry. What will happen to my Dharma Devata or that, this, you know. Second, one captures the mind immediately. Now the thing has come, how to control the mind. One captures the mind immediately. Arjuna also asks the same question. Chanchalahi mana Krishna. Lord, I can stop the wind, but it's very difficult to stop the mind. Now we got the answer. By chanting the holy name, you can capture your mind. Okay? You're all bored? Okay, are you alright? We are going for conclusion. Don't worry about it. You have to carry this. Number third, because enthusiasm is also a mercy, so you should think that how to get, even up to the last. That's a qualification in Krishna consciousness. Third, one associates with the Lord directly. By chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. You must have been seen that Acharya Cassette. One day Prabhupada was there in some TV interview. So, before the interview starts, Prabhupada just lifted his thing, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. The interviewer, he came, what are you doing this? Swamiji, what are you doing? Prabhupada said, I am connecting this with Krishna. This by Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can connect with Lord. This is what I am doing. Everybody is supposed to do this. You see, it is in New York, actually entire Americans, they understood that this is the thing, you have the connection you have to do. This is the really connection, phoning to the Lord, you know, with 108 beats. One associates with the Lord directly. So, the fourth, please listen, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. Be careful, we are in Kali Yuga. One who chants the holy name, Kali cannot enter. What the Kali does? It breaks all the regulative principle. What is that? Intoxication, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex. To come out of this, you have to chant this holy name. The Kali, the personality of Kali, it can't enter. That is the technique of driving away the personality of Kali from this world. This is a technique. No point of crying. This is a technique, you have to use it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Fifth one. We will surely be protected from the harassment of Asuric rulers and politicians. This is the present problem. We will be surely protected by the harassment of Asuric rulers and politicians, tax collections. No need of any, you know, just to chant, don't worry about it. Huh? No need of any hartal and all. Six, we will realize Krishna. He will reveal himself saying, here I am. I gave that example of that the beggar, the person was going to find out gold. You know that? Finally found it. Even that passage was with gold. Same way, for realizing Krishna, by chanting the holy name, one day he will reveal, I am the same name, Krishna. Seventh, there will be no scarcity of rainfall. Consequently, food grains, fruits, flowers will be properly produced. And all the necessity of life will be easily obtained. Okay? Eight. There will be Ramarajya. Haribol. Prabhupada said, there will be Ramarajya. It is true. Then there will be no more crime. Whatever is going on nowadays, rape and all. They are not chanting. Tell them to chant the holy name. There is no crime. Tenth. You are tired now? Say Hari Bol. This is what our Guru Maharaj used to do. His Holiness Radhana Manat Maharaj used to do. Because he can see who is sleeping and all. Today I can realize. This is a, then the tenth one. A devotee develops all good quality simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. You don't ask us what are the good qualities I want. You automatically will get. Because whatever the bad qualities are removed, it is like dirty clothes have been put in the detergent. All dirt is gone. It's pure. Same Maha Mantra is cleansing everything. It's a pure thing. And you'll get all the qualities, whatever is needed, favorable. 11th, one becomes detached from the material enjoyment. I have not emphasized it more. But here, how can I do it? No material enjoyment? You won't enjoy. Prabhupada has already given. Don't go for that cars. Don't go for that. This is that. One, after chanting this, one becomes detached from the material enjoyment. 12th, he will realize that he is not this material body. We forgot that. Right? Entire Bhagavad Gita, it said, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. You are not the body, you are spirit soul. Only by chanting the holy name, we remember. Maximum time. 13, one can become free from all material miseries. 14th, I'll give you only 15th or 16th. 14th, he is sure to become fearless of death. Haribol, what a chintamani it is. What a crest jewel we got it. He is sure to become fearless of death. 15th, one who chants the holy name of the Lord constantly is guaranteed to return home, back to Godhead, back home, without doubt. Haribol! Finally, one revives love of God. He'll become totally happy by a simple way. For simple people, it's very simple. And complicated, it's very complicated. So, patiently you heard it. Thank you very much. There will be a kirtan after this. Thank you very much. And very patiently you heard it. And I hope you'll carry this, most of the thing, by the mercy of Shri Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nithai and Gopalji. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.